Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Great conversation with DeRoy Murdoch talking about his experience of being in New York City and feeling the planes fly just right over his building before they crashed into the Twin Towers. If you didn't get to hear that, rewind it on the Odyssey app or go find the Annie Fry Show podcast. We'll get that up quickly. We're talking about September 11th. We're talking about the debate. What a weird thing to try to mesh together. This is America. This is the way we do things. And coming up next, we've got Tommy Lahren. She's on with us once again from Tommy Lahren is Fearless. Definitely check her out on Outkick. You see her on Fox News as a Fox News commentator as well. Tommy, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Obviously, a big day for our country, a big day in politics, and of course, a solemn reminder of what happens to a country when you let your guard down. I think all Americans would be wise to remember what happened 23 years ago and understand that it could very well happen again. So, you know, it seems like sometimes tragedy and remembering horrible events are disconnected from politics, but I think now more than ever, the two are interconnected, and it's important to make that connection.
Yeah, it's a wise connection to make, certainly. We watched this debate. We want to talk to you about the debate last night. We had a debate watch party. We had 200 people at a Dave & Buster's here in St. Louis. I don't think anybody left feeling the way they did after Donald Trump debated Joe Biden. I think they were pretty realistic about it, but there was no excitement for Kamala Harris either. I don't know how much you feel has changed. I kind of felt like it was a wash, but we're in another day of this election cycle that's starting to come to actual voting. What's your takeaway from last night's debate?
So when I watch any of these debates or the press conferences or the sit-down interviews, I always try to watch it as if I were somebody who was undecided, as if I were somebody who was teetering between the two, hadn't made my mind up yet. And I think it's really important for those of us who do media or television or politics on a daily basis, who are so entrenched in this, to try to put ourselves in the shoes of somebody who doesn't do this every day, somebody who's just busy with their kids and their families and their jobs and their schooling, and they're not paying attention as closely as maybe some of us who do this for a living are. So I watched it through that lens, and I've got to be honest with you. I think that Kamala probably outperformed the expectations of her, and I was very cautious about setting the bar low for her walking into this, because unlike Joe Biden, she is able to rehearse, she is able to remember canned lines, she is able to put on a performance. And that's exactly what we saw from Kamala Harris last night. It was a choreographed performance. Whoever was advising her knew exactly what to tell her to say to bait Donald Trump. And unfortunately for Trump supporters and conservative voters, Donald Trump did not do a good job of resisting the bait, and he did not do a good job of redirecting back to the issues that those Americans who are undecided care about. So unfortunately, last night to me was a missed opportunity that Donald Trump could have seized. And he didn't.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that assessment. Yeah, I think it's very important, exactly what you said, Tommy, to remind ourselves, especially a lot of our listeners who are listening to conservative talk radio all day. They're checking out Fox News. They're watching Outkick. They're plugged in. Not everybody is plugged in. And there, most people who tuned in last night, it's Trump. It's Kamala. They know where they're going. There are a few people out there right now who are deciding if they're going to vote for the president when they choose to show up to vote and fill out that ballot, or maybe not choose to fill it out at all. Do you feel like Kamala Harris, maybe she didn't seem as insufferable as some people have made her out to be? Do you think she said anything last night that might bring in some of those people who weren't so sure about casting their ballot for the Democrat this time around, that she sold them?
Well, the way that she sold them, and, you know, I use that term very lightly because we really didn't get any policy specifics from her at all. We didn't get any clarifications on her past radical positions that she held just 3.5 years ago. So I look at it, though, as somebody who was just listening to her, wanting to feel nice. Unfortunately, a lot of elections these days are based on how people feel about things. And she was able to deliver answers that were concise, which she in the past has not been able to do. And she was able to make herself sound appealing to those folks out there who were nervous that maybe she would walk in and give us the word salads or the repeat lines about being unburdened by what has been. She didn't do that. She didn't give us the awkward laughing. So in that sense, she accomplished her goal. Unfortunately, Donald Trump went down several rabbit holes that he should not have went down, because that is going to be the coverage for the next week, is them dissecting the things that Donald Trump said. For a lot of folks that are in the middle and undecided, they worry that Donald Trump might be too fringe, or they might worry that Donald Trump is focused too much on relitigating the past. And he did fall into a couple of those traps. And I think we have to be honest about it. And I think we have to be honest in terms of how we move forward from this. If you are a conservative and you want to see Donald Trump win, I think Donald Trump has to buckle down and get incredibly serious in the next 2 weeks. I think he has to be incredibly disciplined with what he says, and he cannot go off on tangents. If he continues to perform like he did last night, it's going to be very difficult for him to win over the undecideds who will decide this election.
Tommy Lahren with us right now. She's the host of Tommy Lahren is Fearless on Outkick. Go check out outkick.com. Tommy, you know, I think that to me, in a sports world, this is like game two of the World Series. The polls were all going in Donald Trump's favor. He gets game one. Game two, close one, goes to Kamala Harris, and everyone's, you know, whining and moaning about the officials, but the game still goes to Kamala Harris. That's the way it is. But it's not over yet. It's September 10th. Today's September 11th. Come the end of September, how many more big stories will have filled in that amount of time? We'll have a VP debate in October 1st. How much do you think that this debate really is going to set the tone, the outcome of the actual election results?
We need another debate, and I know Donald Trump hasn't committed to a second debate. He was on Fox and Friends this morning, and, you know, he was, again, rightfully talking about ABC and the way they moderated that. I mean, I talked about it last night right afterwards. It was an ambush. It was a 3-on-1. We all know this. It was unfair. We should have known that going in, to right. be quite frank. But we have to be honest. You can't always blame the referee when you're throwing air balls. So Donald Trump, maybe he should reel that back a little bit. Like, he's got to accept things for what they are. It's never going to be fair to a conservative, and we should just accept it. But he needs to debate again, and he needs to debate again in a much more disciplined fashion. I hope that he accepts another debate, because we need to see that from him. If he doesn't, people are going to think, and they're going to go off of Kamala Harris's performance. They're going to think that she can perform well under pressure. So we need a second debate with Trump on his A game, and then let's see how she performs when the rehearsed lines run out. I really hope we get a second.
Yeah, you know, Tommy, I think that the format that I personally would like to see the most is like a town hall type of a debate, where there are people with questions involved, and it's always a matter of who's managing it. Donald Trump, to his credit, has said anywhere, anytime, your rules, let's go. Kamala Harris has said yes to two things, and she had Tim Walz with one and the ABC moderators on her side on the other. But to be able to get more people involved, I think, would be better. I just don't. Who do you trust? Obviously, Fox News. But who's a medium type of person who both sides could agree on in this country that could legitimately moderate something that would be beneficial to the American people? Does that person exist?
Well, I think that there's something to be said about, you know, something that's done maybe with popular podcast hosts on both sides. Maybe you could do some kind of a collaboration there. But I will say this, it's not just because I work there, but I've always been incredibly impressed with Brett Baer and Martha McCallum. I think that they do a fantastic job. I think that they hold both sides to account. Yes, they might be more on the conservative side. We understand that. But my God, we've done a debate on CNN, and we've done a debate on ABC News. Yep. You know, maybe at one point, there are still millions and millions of Americans. We are the number one cable news network in the world.
The majority of Americans, yeah, exactly.
It is fair. It is fair that we have one on Fox News. And I know people, oh, well, Fox News is more conservative. Sure it is, but we've already given you two on liberal networks.
Yeah.
So we should meet the American people where they are. The American people are viewing, and they are watching Fox News, and it's not just conservatives. So I'm pushing for a Fox News debate. I think Martha McCallum and Brett Baer would do a fantastic job. Again, I was disappointed on Fox and Friends this morning to hear Donald Trump say that he didn't want to do a debate with Brett Baer and Martha McCallum. I think that was a huge error on his part, and I hope he reconsiders.
I don't always live in 4D chess world, but I almost think he said that to try to get Kamala Harris to be like, we'll do it on Fox, but Brett and Martha have to be the moderators, to which he wins. In that instance, he would win. Tommy, we appreciate you always. We love watching your Tommy Lahren is Fearless Outkick. Check out the podcast, and we hope you come back soon.
Well, it's great to talk to you guys. And to the Trump supporters out there, I would just say, make sure that your friends are registered to vote. Make sure that they plan to vote, because this is going to be razor thin and no one can sit home.
Yeah. Amen to that. That we have to take action. No sitting idly by and just complaining about the refs. Exactly. Tommy, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
God bless you all.
Yep. You as well. Fox News commentator and podcast host Tommy Lahren is Fearless on outkick.com. You can follow her on X at Tommy. That's Tommy with an I, T-O-M-I, Lahren. go check her out. I think she's right about that. I was going to mention that fact. Do we have a clip of him talking about them? I don't know if you, we have so much sound today from yesterday's debate and a lot of reaction to it. When Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends this morning, he made a comment about Brett Baer and Martha McCallum and not wanting them to be the moderators. And it was kind of bizarre, but at the same, because he said it to Fox on, like, this is a guy who's not afraid to talk to anyone. But if he's saying, you know, of course, Kamala Harris and her camp is going to think that Fox News is not friendly territory in the exact same way that Donald Trump knows that CNN and ABC is not friendly territory. I will remind you what Will Sharpe said in studio earlier this week. Donald Trump is currently suing ABC for defamation in a lawsuit that they feel very good about potentially winning. He goes into the enemy territory. It's an away game for Donald Trump. If Kamala Harris feels like it would be a home game for Donald Trump on Fox News, that's where the American people are. That's where they're watching. I mean, honestly, the worst thing that could happen to Kamala Harris, should she come on Fox News, is that she'd get treated the way that Donald Trump's been treated in this ABC debate, not in the CNN one, to CNN's credit. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash did a good job. They asked questions regardless of how they felt about Donald Trump's answers. They didn't cut him off and correct him. It is amazing. It's amazing that Donald Trump was corrected and interrupted and pressed on as many things as he was. And Kamala Harris wasn't a single time. I think the American people see that. I think people who are tuning in, who are not predisposed to loving Kamala Harris, they want to like Kamala Harris. This is the thing. There are people who know that they don't like Donald Trump. They also know at the same time that the facts of the matter is that they were doing better under Donald Trump. They know that. That's a hard thing to reconcile. What is best for me goes against my emotional reaction to the sights and the sounds of Donald Trump. I want to like Kamala Harris. I want to want her to win. I want to vote for her. I want to support her. And then you watch her, and she does a lot of things to put people off. I don't think that she did anything last night. I mean, it was so clear that she was trying to get Donald Trump's goat. She was trying very, very hard to get under his skin. She did not talk about the policies that she talked about was housing and giving people money. She didn't say how she was going to do it. She didn't say how she was going to implement this stuff. Somebody said, how is she going to pay on Twitter? They tweeted at me. How is she going to pay for all this stuff? And my response wanted to be probably the same way that you are, but maybe in a different tax bracket. It's coming out of your pocket. Every single penny comes out of your pocket or your child's pocket or their children's pocket. It all has to be paid for. We can't just make debt disappear. It's not workable. It's not possible. She hasn't sold ideas to people. She's trying to sell feelings to people. It may be enough. And to what Tommy was saying there, I really hope that Donald Trump gets in the game and understands that while it's super frustrating that they're running a vibes campaign, I hate that phrase so much, a feelings campaign, that they're trying to make you feel a certain sort of hatred when you see him and a certain sort of affection when you see her. You don't have to agree to completely do that yourself. You can still talk policy, but you can't pretend that it doesn't exist. And if you play right into her hand, you make the job easy for her. And there was a little bit of that last night. I don't think it's as bleak as people are feeling today. I think next week you'll be like, meh, whatever. I think Donald Trump could have done better. I don't have any problem saying that. I also think that he's still by far the best choice for president for our country. And if you watch and wait, trust me on this, in 2 weeks, we'll be like, oh, you remember the debate? Because a million things will happen between now and then. All right, let's take a quick break. I'm excited about our next guests here. We're going to have Dan Abegg in the studio. He is the president of the Edwardsville Rotary Club. And this is a local thing. We don't always do this, but I was tipped off to this opportunity, and I thought, you know what? This relates exactly to you folks who are in Madison County, Illinois. Because the Edwardsville Rotary Club, a very generous organization, is celebrating, get this, its 100th anniversary. And in this 100th anniversary, they are doing something really big that you can be a part of. So stick around. We're going to have Dan come in here and talk about the 100th anniversary and this really, really big donation that they're preparing to make. We'll be right back.